John Simons is on the line with us this morning. He's a regular with us. He's the president of Webstream Dynamics and also the president of Five Star Store Reviews. And John, always great having you with us.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
Now, I wanted to have you on here prior to TICE to talk about the seminars that you're doing at TICE. One is entitled Flooring Website Strategies for 2019. Talk about the areas you're going to cover with that.
Well, yeah, what I'm really going to dive into is looking at data and trends that's available online, and then using that data and trends to better understand what we need to do on our websites to capture more local audience and use that then to compel them and engage them and turn that into new leads that come into your store. So it's really, you know, understanding all the things that I see retailers missing out there, flooring retailers. It's pretty obvious, like LVT flooring. It's hot. Cortex, it's hot. And going into, you know, how we can tap into that to help become the leading local flooring dealer for that product category in your area and capture more of those consumers.
What are your thoughts as to the knowledge level of what one should do in this day and age with their website and their whole digital strategy for that matter?
Well, I mean, you try to break it down into, I try to break it down into as simple forms as possible, because otherwise it's whoosh, it's right over their head. And it's really not rocket science. It's really all about the content and getting the right content out there that the consumers want to see and read, that builds your credibility, makes you the authority, the experts in your area, builds trustworthiness, and then gets them, you know, engaged, and then with some call to actions, get them in the store, including sales and contact forms, etc.
Is there a way to keep retailers in the know? I mean, what's true today is probably not going to be true 6, 8, 9 months from now. A way to keep abreast of what these changes are?
It's sort of tough because the retailers get so busy and then, you know, they won't even answer their emails. But, you know, giving them things to read or understand, unless you're in constant communication with them, a lot of times they really don't have the time. And they want to hand it off to somebody and say, hey, you take care of this, and that becomes difficult at times to do because you don't know who to trust. In the same time, even when you do hand it off and you're spending a lot of money, where the rubber meets the road is traffic coming in your store, and is it really working? And yeah, should I be measuring that and keeping, you know, up on you know, what the developers, the, you know, are doing, and, you know, how well it's being communicated to me? And that becomes very important for the dealer to really get involved, which most don't.
Now, you mentioned LVT being a hot search category at this point. How does one keep abreast of that?
Well, I mean, you can walk in, and I've been in stores, and it was recently, I've been going back and forth with one of my beta testers, which is a retailer who doesn't even have a website. And a friend of mine, been in the flooring business for years. And, you know, you go in there and you start talking to their salespeople, and what are people coming in asking for? What are they looking for? Now I already know because of the Google data and everything that I have and the trends, but I wanted to ask in the store, and they talk about LVT flooring. And you walk over with their salespeople and you see all these LVT displays that they have, like 9. They've created a whole department around LVT. And so all of a sudden, you know, you see just the obvious in the store that LVT's really moving. And you talk to another retailer, and he's got one brand LVT. And I'm like, why don't you have this? He's like, oh, why should I? I'm like, because it's hot. The whole thing is hot. The store still controls the sale, and that's what drives manufacturers nuts, but it is still fact. Consumer walks in, maybe looking at one brand, they really don't understand it all, they don't know brands, the salesperson guides them over and says, well, look over here, look at this brand, you know, these have some great tile designs, they're great wood looks and everything, and it's still 100% waterproof. So all of a sudden they guide the sales still. Yeah. But you got to have the brands to be able to do that.
So they don't necessarily buy the item that they went into the store to see.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I can give examples of real world examples talking to the salespeople where all of a sudden, you know, okay, you got Cortex, the hottest line out there. Yeah, but you know, when it comes to tile looks, we really like the Mannington Adura, and that's what I show people. Bingo, right there.
Interesting, interesting. Now, the name of the seminar is entitled Flooring Website Strategy for 2019. Give us the time, or the day and the time, if you would.
It's Tuesday, January 22nd, from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m.
Okay, you better show up early
Tuesday,
because
the day actually the seminars are, that I'm doing are all the day before the actual show opens.
Okay. Are you going to be throwing out T-shirts like you did at one of your seminars?
I'm not divulging what I'm throwing out this year, but yeah,
okay.
You know, that was the last one I did with Trivers, and I did it, and that was a giggle. We packed the house, and it was actually a Mannington had their cocktail party, and we had nobody leave at 4:30 in the afternoon. We had standing room only. Google sent me a box of Google wear T-shirts and everything. Trivers wore one of the T-shirts saying Google on it. That was a lot of fun.
Well, good luck on this, and it sounds like something everybody needs to sit in on.
Yeah, I think the key point is I'm not pushing myself. I'm using my 21 years of doing this to help guide retailers in an easy-to-understand language with some real-world flooring examples of how they can the strategies they should look at for 2019 to capture more local consumers before the big guys do.
And it seems like it's something everybody in the retail flooring business needs to know.
Absolutely.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
We've been talking with John Simonson. He's the president of Webstream Dynamics. He's also the president of Five Star Store Reviews. And this is Floor Radio.